producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who ought to get top billing here because it's really him and the Talkers charts. He runs Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television at Talkers.com. So who am I but a pawn in the annals of time? But if it weren't for Michael and the work he and his staff does, we wouldn't be here. We'd be.
Oh, my gosh, listen to you.
We would be happy to be talking to anybody, but I'm not talking to just anybody. I'm talking to Michael Harrison.
Oh, my.
Goosebumps.
Well, that's I'm glad you finally have come around to understanding the magnitude of this.
Yes, right. It's a big deal. Big time talk radio.
So now that I have top billing, does that mean I should start talking?
Yes, why don't you?
We're going
through the stories and the people and the top 10 list for this week, because that's what we're going to do in this hour, and we'll take apart some of the things that you have lots of expertise in. I'm not sure. One of them has to do with fixing a dishwasher, but maybe we'll not probably
How did you know that's the number one topic this week?
Fixing dishwashers.
Yeah. Hey, you know, in another dimension, another time, another place, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funny thing is there's absolutely no empirical, intrinsic reason why we have the priorities we do as a society to have radio dealing with certain topics. Anything could be number one.
Yep.
based on a change in the wind. You know, we can come back in 10 years and they say, you guys were talking about Benghazi, or you guys were talking about Canadian elections, or people are obsessed with dishwashers.
No, diapers. Okay. Why don't we do diapers? The 10 best-selling diapers in the country.
The point is that reality is very different than the way we humans categorize it.
Yes,
and
yes.
The real world reality is so complicated and so many different interests and so many different things going on simultaneously that we need to have this facility to categorize and connect dots to give it some kind of semblance of order. Otherwise, it would just be the noisiest, most absolutely dizzyingly confusing place to be. So here's our reality of what talk radio considers to be worthy of conversation. At number 10, Major League Baseball playoffs. And for people that grew up in New York and are living all over the country,
The Mets!
The National League pennant is almost a religious experience.
Mm-hmm.
And NFL action is tied there. At number 9, the film Truth released, and Chris Rock was selected to host the Oscars. That's sort of our
The Truth is not the Dan Rather story?
I'm not really sure what the heck it's about, and I have not seen it, and I will find out everything I can about it.
Good for you.
Truth.
Congratulations.
Truth. I seek truth.
Yes, you do.
So anything called truth.
You're right there on it. Yep.
I worry about it.
Uh-huh.
This is the truth.
Uh-huh.
Don't you love talk show hosts that come on and go, I speak the truth.
Right, this is the truth.
This is where you can find the truth.
Right. The
liberals, number 8. Wait, where? This is
what's the what is the Salem slogan? What do they have on some of the isn't there? Oh, it's the answer. Some of their talk stations are called the answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not?
Listen, they've got the answer to problems. If you have dementia, call one of their hosts. They'll fix your problem.
At number 8, liberals sweep Canadian elections,
mm-hmm.
which in Canada is even more important than the Mets sweeping the Cubs. At number 7, we have Israel violence. At number 6, the New York City police officer slaying. At number 5, Paul Ryan's House Speaker bid. At number 4, the ISIS rescue mission. At number 3, Russia-Syria's relations, or lack of them, or whatever's going on between those two. At number 2, the decision of Joe Biden not to run, and that's tied with the general...
Joe's not running? My God, no!
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Really?
It's interesting, though. It's very interesting. 2016 presidential race is tied with that. And number 1 is the Clinton-Benghazi testimony. That's got the attention of everybody. The people being talked about, Dan Rather and Chris Rock at number 10, Justin Trudeau and Stephen Harper at number 9, Randolph Holder at number 8, Paul Ryan and Harry Reid at 7, number 6, Vladimir Putin and Bashar al-Assad, number 5, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina, number 4, Donald Trump and Ben Carson, number 3, Joe Biden, number 2, Hillary Clinton and Chris Stevens tied, that generated by the Benghazi discussions, and number 1, Barack Obama. Remember him? He's number 1.
Number 1. Okay, so we're going to...
Listen to you.
Number one!
Did you have your Wheaties today? Or?
I have had my Wheaties. I had some... I had okra. I had some... a little bit of raisin mix and nuts in my cereal. I'm all set.
You are definitely cooking.
I am. All right, so Michael Harrison is here. He's cooking as well. Editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With Halloween right around the corner, it seems everyone's busy with costumes and candy. Prepping kids for the big night and keeping track of the trick-or-treaters is a challenge. But now there's a great way to stay connected with family and friends while saving money for more fun fall activities. Total Wireless gives you everything you need and nothing you don't from your wireless service during this fall season and year-round on America's largest and most dependable network. For $35 a month, Total Wireless gives you unlimited talk and text and 2.5 gigabytes of data, no contract needed. And for families in need of more devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless has monthly plans starting at $60 for 5 gigabytes of data shared across 2 lines. That means more data for sharing pictures of your family and friends in their costumes. So whether you're going door-to-door or on candy bowl duty, stay connected and fall into savings by getting everything you need and nothing you don't with Total Wireless. Learn more at TotalWireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
We are the experts. Remember that song, We Are the Champions? Who did that? We are...
Queen.
That's right. Queen. All right. So we are the champions when it comes to the stories, the expert information about what's going on in the world of talk radio, or Michael is anyway, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So my take on this and on my Doug Steffen Good Day program, which airs Monday through Friday on a lot of the same stations that carry this Talkers overview of the hot hits in talk radio, my big focus on Benghazi was how did they go to the bathroom? It was 11 hours of testimony, and I'm curious about bathroom breaks. Why that is, I don't know. It just seems to be something that, because we didn't learn anything really new about anything else. So I was curious, because C-SPAN had this thing on all day long. What happens when Mrs. Clinton has to go to the bathroom?
Did she actually be there the entire time without going to the bathroom?
Well, I think they did have a break or two to go to the bathroom, but where do they go? Do they have a special bathroom for her?
They have a special, yeah, they have a special throne for her.
Really? Okay. You're going to have to you're going to have to play along here with me.
That's what I do every week.
I know. Well, this is a recalling. This is a good story moment that will bring us back to the Clinton era number one, when Bill Clinton was president. Do you remember, and I think you were in attendance at some of these with me, there were White House cookouts that we got invited to, Christmas parties.
Oh, you were in attendance with me.
Oh, excuse
remember,
me.
I have top billing.
Oh, right, exactly. I was there with you.
I was in attendance with you.
Right.
No, you were in attendance with me.
Yes, when I was there with you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
I had
when I helped you get in.
Yes. Yes, you did help me get in, as a matter of fact. I think you're right.
I helped everybody get in.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Thank you for that, by the way. Did I ever thank you for it?
No.
No. Okay, well, I'm thanking you now publicly. Thank you for getting me into the White House.
You're welcome.
Like 1998, somewhere in that vicinity.
I've been walking around upset about this for years.
Well, now you're going to feel much better about it. We had, in the world of talk radio, we had more access to the White House, certainly during those years, than we had any time before or after, I think.
Isn't that interesting?
Anyway, yep,
interesting. That we used to hang with the big guys.
Maybe Mrs. Clinton will go back to that, because I think what you were looking at in the Benghazi testimony the other day was the next president of the United States. I don't see how the Republicans are going to put up any... buddy, and there's no Democrat that's going to come close to her now.
Well, that's why it's very interesting that Joe Biden is not running.
Yeah, no,
because it became quite apparent that she was going to be the next president.
Are you near a pond?
I have a duck. And the duck didn't realize we had the on-air light on, and the duck didn't realize we're on the air, so
really?
It went away. Yeah, I have a duck, and the duck comes in.
I guess
in
I knew that. Yeah, you have a pet duck.
Yeah, I do.
Right. That's good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I have
his name
cows.
Is Donald. His name is Donald.
Donald! How
don't
clever!
Don't tell the Disney organization.
No, okay. They'll sue you. Right, exactly. All right, I was on a roll here. Oh, I know what it was.
Hillary Clinton being the next president
right.
of the United States.
But I was,
she can hold her bladder for 11
right.
hours.
But it brought me back to a story that is talk radio legend. I had to go to the bathroom during one of these events, and I went into one of the urinals in the White House, and Sponder. What was Sponder's first name? Mike Sponder. All right. So Mike Sponder's wife was Hillary Clinton's chief of staff at
correct.
That time. And Sponder had an inside with a lot of people in the White House. And he and we were all friends, this group that you brought into the White House. Thank you. We were all sort of together. So he and I happened to go into the bathroom together. And we were talking. And a Secret Service agent stuck his head in the door and wanted to know who was in. And asked us, you know, a question or two. And then Bill Clinton came into the bathroom. And he and Sponder, he acknowledged me, how you doing, yada, yada, yada. But he and Sponder were talking about the Republicans and what bad dudes they were for screwing up whatever it was that he was trying to do at the time. But he was actually smarter than they were because he stole most of their initiatives. But the point is that he didn't go to a special bathroom. I figured the president had a special bathroom that he would go to if he had to go to the bathroom, but he came into the bathroom where Mike and I were.
And he was president at that time?
Yes, he was.
That's unusual.
It was during that presidential, one of those visits we had to the White House, remember?
That's very unusual. That's an interesting story.
Yeah. Wow. It was,
well, I mean, you know.
It wasn't a John Wayne kind of visit, the urinal story.
The fact of the matter is, I wonder about things like that. Do you realize that Queen Elizabeth has her own special porta-potty that goes with her wherever she goes?
Really? The Queen's throne?
Yeah, the Queen's throne.
Literally.
She can't go to a bathroom.
No. Because she can't go to the bathroom, or they don't trust the
regular
bathrooms?
No, they have it in her carriage
contract.
Or whatever.
It's her contract.
Or her car. I don't know. Every time I see her, she's being drawn by horses, but... I know we're coming up on a break, so let's get off this line of discussion.
Yes. That's it. Let's do that. And we'll get away from Joe Biden, too, at the same time. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Roundup. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, and I'm Doug Steffen here as we go through some of the other items. I want to get serious and talk about the way the City of New York Talk Radio is covering the latest slaying of a police officer there. That's up next here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Three past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and conversation in general that goes on some of the great talk radio shows with the hosts that don't always follow the profile. There are many hosts who, I'm going to say this kindly, are not too creative, so they want to follow sort of along, and this list helps them a lot, so they make sure they didn't leave anything out as we get to the end of the week. They want to know that they were safe or not in some of the things that they talked about. However, there aren't going to be a lot of people who will be talking about experiences, the experience that I was just talking about, being in the urinal with the president, that kind of stuff. That's good conversation, though. People will be interested. And that duck of yours, Duckle Duck, good duck. I was going to say is Dudley would be a good name for the duck. Or Donald. You said his name is Donald, so that's cool.
I'm going to change the name to Dudley. I think Dudley Duck.
Dudley would be good. Name. Dudley is my given name, and that's why Michael is coming up with that. You can send your comments to Doug@DougSteffen.com or Michael@Talkers.com. And so that brings me around to another exciting adventure in the world of talk radio. I'm going to tell this story. I'm feeling sort of story-ish today. And these are the sorts of stories that people are interested in, even if they want to know, okay, what's the meat and potatoes? So we give you the meat and potatoes. But behind the scenes, there are things that go on in the world of talk radio that are interesting and entertaining. My friend Bob Kay, who's now my general manager of the Steffen Multimedia Enterprise, he and I started working together at WBZ in Boston in 1968. There was a host on the air named Jerry Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Who was probably, arguably, the best at his craft of anybody who's been in this business at any time. You could argue that. And if he isn't number one, he's sure number two or number three. You agree with that statement?
I'd say that I can't say one, two, or three. I'd say he certainly is in the conversation as
right.
One of the best.
Okay. So he was on WBZ every night at 8 o'clock, and he was on from 8 until midnight. And he would stir the pot like you wouldn't believe. And BZ's on in 38 states. And this is the days when talk radio was getting started and really people were interested. And Jerry Williams was among the most listened to hosts ever and among the most hated people in Boston by the politicians. Anyway, people loved him because he was going after the bad guys.
And he was a populist. There was no left-right stuff in those
Vox
days.
Populi, right. Not
yeah, he was a populist. Had politicians on both sides had to worry about
it. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Bob and I were given ducks Bob was getting married, and somebody, and it wasn't me, I can't remember who gave him the ducks, but they gave him a duck, two ducks for his wedding. And the ducks were named Marvin and Dudley. His real name is Marvin, and my name is Dudley, so they named the two ducks Dudley and Marvin. So we decided we'd play a little trick on Jerry Williams. We were in there working late one night, doing some programming, and Bob's wife brought the ducks with her in the car. The ducks used to travel in the car. So we brought them into the radio station, WBZ. It's the biggest radio station in Boston. And we brought them into the door. There were, in those days, and there still are, there are airlock doors. You go from the hallway into the airlock, and then the other door opens into the studio. So we brought these two ducks into the station, and we put them in the studio. Jerry Williams was doing a commercial at the time, and we just let the ducks go. It was one of the greatest moments ever in the history of broadcasting, how he went on. He brought the ducks. He was so good. I don't remember what the spot was for, but he brought the ducks into the commercial.
That's funny.
And he had, but those were the days when we could do that stuff. Can you imagine trying to pull that off today?
No.
Other than in my world of doing an independent show, I bring, you know, animals from the farm on. But if you went into Kogo in San Diego and you brought some ducks in, you'd get fired.
Yeah, they're not kindly to ducks.
No, not anymore. All right, so anyway, there's a silly story from Talk Radio Annals. It's 28 past the hour, this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And now it's time for us to resume our insightful, penetrating look at the world of News Talk Radio this week. I don't know why I'm feeling so foolish, but...
You're very spirited today. Are you sure you haven't had something?
I told you I had oatmeal.
Have you had
or whatever
marijuana or something?
No, I never had any marijuana. Did you see the story this week where a drone carrying a box of marijuana, the drone crashed and the marijuana went through the roof of a carport someplace in Florida?
Oh, my gosh. That's like out of a Cheech and Chong movie.
Right, but that was a great story, too, to tell.
I prayed to God, and he answered.
But you see, we've wrapped so much conversation this past week, past month, maybe this past year, into drones and what they're going to be used for and how they will work. And Amazon's supposed to be using them, but you know, drug dealers are going to use the drones to deliver their product. And so now this last week, one of the big things we were talking about was whether or not drones ought to be registered. The government says at the end of the year, you're going to have to register your drone like you register an airplane. But, you know, there are all kinds of stories like this that don't always get told by some of the mainstream folks, but they could lighten it up a little bit with things like that. The couple called the police, and the police immediately suspected that they were the bad guys. And then you think to yourself, okay, if they were the bad guys, why would they call the police and tell them to come check this out? It is amazing.
Michael, it's amazing that the drone was able to line itself up over
the garage
roof.
Right.
I mean, that's an amazing feat of drone aviation.
In itself, right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how a city handles a particular item. There have been a lot of police who have died in the line of duty. I believe this year in New York City there have been at least four. The most recent this past week, plainclothes police officer chasing a drug suspect got shot and killed. So I wondered, Michael, if we could introspectively look at a city like New York handling an issue like this, which has become sort of national. I listened to Paul W. Smith, who's a Detroit morning host, do a very penetrating interview into how the New York system is working in terms of drugs and police that are special units and this guy getting killed. So I thought it was interesting that the city of Detroit best host would be taking a look at the New York situation. And then I was thinking about how the New York hosts would handle something like this.
The New York hosts are predominantly very, very, very pro-police.
Yes, that's why I asked the question.
And obviously, you know, how many ways can you look into it?
Mm-hmm.
It basically riles up a line of conversation that is supportive of the police, who have a very dangerous job. I mean, the whole issue of the police are bad guys and the bad guys are bad guys, and it goes from one side to the other.
Well, in New York, but that's why, thank you for bringing it up. You didn't know. You never know, by the way, for the audience's benefit. Michael and I never talk about what we're going to talk about before we go on the air. So, I didn't, sometimes it's obvious, more obvious than others. But in this circumstance, I knew that if I gave you the opportunity, we could spend some time talking about how these sorts of stories are covered, and New York is so unique in the way that it handles these sorts of things. I think of Curtis Sliwa and what an intriguing host he is.
Yeah, well, Sliwa is extremely pro-police, and
yeah.
He's on WABC, and you have The Answer that you mentioned earlier is a conservative station, and they're very pro-police.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I could have flippantly said, well, there aren't that many local hosts on anymore, but that's not true. New York does have some good local hosts. Some of them are nationally known. I mean, Geraldo Rivera does a local show in New York.
Yep.
You've got Mark Simone on WOR as a local host. You have, Gambling, who's been around for years. Joe Piscopo is doing radio in New York. It's got a lot of local talk radio, more than would meet the ear or the eye. New York is has two points of view that the pendulum swings between. One is that the police are too tough on innocent people, and the other is that New York's full of a lot of bad guys, and the police have a really dangerous job. And, New York is a fascinating microcosm in the balance between police and community relations. Going all the way back to when Giuliani became the mayor, and following the mayoral administration of David Dinkins. When Dinkins was mayor, a Democrat, New York was overrun by panhandlers, squeegee men, criminals, homeless.
Mm-hmm.
The place was, you couldn't walk down the street without being accosted. Giuliani came in and applied many methods that are considered fascistic by observers who are not necessarily familiar with the scene.
Right.
And he cleaned it up to a great degree, but he did break a few heads, and he broke a few eggs in the process of making that omelet. The innocent people were arrested and pulled over, and, you know, racial profiling. This is a complicated topic, and we see it in its full complexity in New York. Then Bloomberg was the caregiver, the caretaker of the Giuliani period, and New York ran relatively smoothly under Bloomberg. But mm-hmm. then as he got into his third term, that started unraveling, and now you got de Blasio, which is goes back to a so-called liberal Democrat, different point of view, and the feeling in New York is that the criminals are now gaining ground, and that it's starting to slide back to the way it was.
Bring us back to Bloomberg. There are a lot of people who'd like to see Bloomberg run for president because he did such a good job in New York.
He did a very good job in New York, but Bloomberg's got his issues too. You know, he's sort of a more acceptable version of Trump. You know,
that's an interesting way of putting it. I hadn't thought about it that way. But.
You know, do we really want a financial strongman running things? The good news is they're not beholden to
anybody.
Any special interest groups.
Right.
And the bad news is they're not beholden to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, theoretically, they're beholden to the voters, but that's kind of an abstract concept.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want somebody who's not beholden to anybody, who can buy their way in on their own money?
Yeah.
You know, even though special interests are a very dangerous thing and have caused a lot of problems, at least the politicians are beholden to somebody. It is a messy process running a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
It is not easy to find a balance, and that's why, you know, thank goodness we have talk radio. I only wish talk radio operated to its fullest responsibility and objectivity, and thank goodness that we are a vigilant people, because if we start becoming, you know, lazy and start to think everything's okay, corruption will reign supreme.
Well, this is why, as much as this is so self-serving, we need this format to keep people listening to the radio and those interested, whether it's in live form on radio stations or podcast or on the internet, however the dialogue continues, the public needs this, and it's very self-serving to say it, but we need to be able to discuss the issues, and there is such contorted control now on the media. You can say, well, we have a lot more choices, but the spigot to information is pretty tight. It's pretty hard to open sometimes, and you just have to be vigilant, as you said, and understand that these people are going to try to get away with as much as possible, no matter what, whether they're in politics or in business. It's a sad reality because we're both capitalists. We have our own businesses. We love the idea of being able to make money as much as possible on our own, but in some ways, the whole system's gotten contorted by these companies getting so much of a control, like government has, over our lives. It becomes very frustrating, and this is where we come in to discuss some of these
person,
issues.
That's why populism, that's why I mentioned before that Jerry Williams was a populist.
Yep.
And populism can lead to a demagogue, and populism can be dangerous too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pandering to the whim of the public could be a very dangerous aspect of democracy. So even that's not always an answer, but at least it's a third option, mm-hmm. because the average citizen, the average working person, the average small business person finds themselves between a rock and a hard place. The rock being big government, the hard place being big business. Neither seems to have the interest of the average working person in this country at heart.
Anymore.
And that's why a guy like Bernie Sanders is doing so well.
Yep, and Carly Fiorina is saying the same thing. Trump sort of is as well. We'll continue our conversation as we're reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We've had the charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd, and now we have one more corner of this. I want to bring a couple of the issues together that are on our doorstep and understand how, because of what we can do, they become more relevant to all of us, these issues. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others, but beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With Halloween right around the corner, it seems everyone's busy with costumes and candy. Prepping kids for the big night and keeping track of the trick-or-treaters is a challenge. But now there's a great way to stay connected with family and friends while saving money for more fun fall activities. Total Wireless gives you everything you need and nothing you don't from your wireless service during this fall season and year-round on America's largest and most dependable network. For $35 a month, Total Wireless gives you unlimited talk and text and 2.5 gigabytes of data, no contract needed. And for families in need of more devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless has monthly plans starting at $60 for 5 gigabytes of data shared across two lines. That means more data for sharing pictures of your family and friends in their costumes. So whether you're going door-to-door or on candy bowl duty, stay connected and fall into savings by getting everything you need and nothing you don't with Total Wireless. Learn more at TotalWireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Michael Harrison on the countdown with Doug Steffen. Final few minutes here with Michael. Items number 7 and 8 on the story list, the talkers charts for this week, have to do with things that are not going on in our country. I bring them to the surface here because it seems that even though they are going on in our country, these two countries feel like a part of America. Israel and the violence going on there. We know as much about what's going on in Israel as we do about what's going on in Dallas. We know about as much going on in Canada as we know about what's going on in Buffalo.
Well, Canada and Israel are two of our three closest allies.
Yes.
And the third one being, of course, Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever happens in Israel, whatever happens in Canada, does have strong connections to our interests in this country.
Isn't it interesting, not to overuse the word, that we have this close, in terms of knowing what's going on there. You and I have been to Israel together. I've actually been four times. And I would go, again, I go every year because I think that there's fascinating stuff that goes on there. More in line with the people who stand up to all of the things, and it isn't just the Israeli people. It's the there are Christians and Jews and Arabs that all live together. It's actually, well, although we never really hear it other than the stories that you and I might tell or others who have been over there to see it, the country is a very interesting example of how people can get along. Because
yeah,
you
amazing.
Find
amazing.
The Christians, the Arabs, and the Jews in Jerusalem, they live together, work together, there's no nonsense, it's just, but most people don't know that.
Most people don't know much about that, and most people don't know much about the reality of the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
It's presented in shades of black and white. It's,
yep.
it's presented in extremes, and the worst aspects of it are presented as the total aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It is far more complicated, and there are aspects of it that are the exact opposite of what is presented. First of all, people say whenever you've gone to Israel, they probably say to you, oh, my gosh, aren't you worried? You have to admit it's pretty safe there, except for the
kind
of violence, it's safer there than some of the city streets in New York or L.A. or Chicago.
Yep.
Two, it makes it sound like a place full of hate. I think it's absolutely amazing the example of how Christians, Jews, and Muslims get along in the Israel and Middle East area.
Well, but you see, also the news media plays up. There's another example, and I'll make it quickly. The lady in my life is going to Egypt this week for a two-week tour, a specialty tour that's aimed around exploring certain things that she finds culturally very interesting. And her friends are saying, aren't you worried about going to Egypt? And every once in a while, I'll have a story on the radio, and she'll come back to me and say, you're trying to get me to worry. And I said, no. But because we are so sort of confronted with these stories that aren't everyday occurrences, but yet it seems that they are, or it's not what everybody is living through. People say, oh, are you worried about going to the Middle East? And she's not worried at all. And I don't think that she probably needs to be, given what she's going to be doing. But it's that sort of thing, Michael, that I'm talking about. People get an idea, and people run with it, and it's not necessarily accurate or true.
Yeah, things are out of proportion to reality, and our priorities are out of proportion, too. We could do a whole show on the difference between priorities and the actual statistical reality of what's dangerous.
Right. Yep, we could, but we can't now because we've run ourselves out of time. Lots of things. Man, did we cover...
That's because of your duck story.
I guess you're probably right about that. That and being in the urinal with the president. That's important.
No, that was interesting.
Oh, and the duck story, was it? Oh, my God.
Well, unless you went to the urinal with a duck.
Michael Harris, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our overview here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams. I bring him in to go over the list of things that are on our talk topics, the top talk topics. I wonder if I have to go to special school for that, Steve. It's the special, the top 10 talk topics of the week. How many of them present an interesting legal challenge? Well, the Benghazi testimony... number one this week, Mrs. Clinton before the committee. What sort of legal is there any at whether on either party, either side, is there any concern about having some kind of legal responsibility for what happened in this event?
Pretty much nil. You know, you made a really good point about so often, particularly in federal prosecutions, when they don't actually have anything, they interrogate these people and get them on perjury or false statements. A lot of people would think Martha Stewart went to jail for insider trading.
Mm-mm.
She didn't, and she shouldn't have. But she lied and she went to jail for that. With this, you've got an investigation that has now gone on longer and spent more money than the Watergate investigation. There is absolutely nothing new. There is nothing that is a basis for any kind of legal liability against Mrs. Clinton here. So at this point, it pretty much is a political circus. And actually, when I was watching yesterday, I thought they did more for Hillary's candidacy.
Right, I think you're right. I think it backfired on them big time. But I just wanted to check the legal aspects of this as you wrap yourself around.
Zilch.
No big deal. Okay.
Nope.
So,
to use the Latin.
Let's go to the number six item in the story category, the slaying of that New York City police officer. In the focus now is not just the act, but this fellow who's 42 years old, I think, who committed the crime, had a series of suspicious events in his background that make people wonder about him, where he came from, why he had a gun. There's a continuum of a story here about mental health people or people that have mental health problems and they have access to guns, but there's a drug component to this. This guy, I think the policeman was in the drug task force, was he not?
Yeah, you know, this is a repeated story. You know, we talked about this in regard to San Francisco, one of these amnesty cities where
right.
there was an illegal immigrant who killed an innocent young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, similar here, very often when you get these capital offenses, you find out that this is not the first brush in the system, and they were not picked out. On the one hand, yeah, it's 2020 hindsight, and we all would have liked to have grabbed these guys earlier in the system. On the other hand, it does seem that there are plenty of times when the system doesn't recognize, particularly as you put the emphasis on you combine mental health issues with the ease with which people can get guns and
drugs.
A serious problem.
Drugs as well, I think.
Yeah.
The ease you can get drugs. Yep. It all sort of adds up and becomes a mess. All right. So here's something else that I think is going to have some legal ramifications at one time or another. The raid on the ISIS prison in Iraq, it was a success. 70 hostages who were going to be executed were rescued, but a U.S. service member was killed. What sort of liability does the government have? Or some smart lawyer could sue the government of Iraq because they put our soldiers at risk that were over there. I mean, I don't know how creative a lawyer can be, but what happens in circumstances like this? The government pays off the family, gives them some sort of stipend. Isn't that what happens when somebody gets killed in the line of duty?
There are sometimes. In this particular instance, the American serviceman was a Delta Force commando officer. And generally it's a matter of, you know, were they acting in accordance with American law, with accordance with international treaties? It does appear that the roles here were not violating any such treaties. And so you won't see probably some compensation based upon and illegal acts by the government or the military, which is not to say we have seen a lot of incidences in which we pay for mercenaries that
yep.
do a lot of the wars now, and there's legal liability there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's something else that we don't talk about much for a lot of different reasons, obviously. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, a professor, an expert on lots of things. Check out his website, scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.